prosperity meditation, mother's side. Just taking a few deep breaths. Breathe deeply into the earth, letting go, connecting to the divine, coming into that point of light, the pillar of light. With each breath, you're relaxing more and more. You are the light, and the light is you. And with each breath, you're going deeper and more relaxed in that still point. Just imagine a screen ahead of you, and you have a remote control in your hand. You can stop, rewind, or fast forward at any time, so you are in complete control. You're in a safe place and you are supported. And we ask to bring an image of your mum on the screen. So it's on the screen, whether you connected well with your mum or not, whether she's in this world or if she's passed over, she's on the screen and she's frozen for the moment. And we just want to have a conversation around money. We want to observe her and her money issues. We want to understand her and her beliefs around money. Those, her beliefs are your beliefs. And those beliefs are stored deep in your cells, in your nervous system, in your DNA, in your muscles. All the tissues hold that frequency from her to you. Just notice, just scan. You may want to switch on the screen and just notice her, remember her. Just scan her body and just notice emotionally, physically, mentally, or spiritually. Just notice what's happened in her life around money. What were her beliefs around money? What sort of life did she have? What was her upbringing like? What were her issues when she conceived you? What was happening in her life with money at that time? Just notice. We can understand these beliefs because of the way her life has been. We can understand the way she behaves. You may even have some compassion for your mother. Just notice. You have compassion for yourself. You might even be able to see her differently. You might for the first time see the wounds and the patterns that she's carried. Just by noticing her beliefs, you begin the unwinding process. The healing has begun. By noticing, the awareness brings in the healing. We want to place her in the sacred geometry, flower of life sphere. And having the intent that it's restoring the divine blueprint to her, we ask it to spin to the right, to clear the beliefs that's stored in her body, that's infected her like a virus. And as it's restoring the blueprint, it's resonating with love and light and healing, and it's cleansing her. That's it. Bit more. There we go. Now we want to ask it to spin the other way, to the left, bringing that vortex of light around her, restoring the divine blueprint, dissolving the energy, washing away her beliefs around money and abundance and prosperity, any limitation that she's carried and passed on to you. That's it. There it is. Good. As you notice your mother, you might have some emotions coming up in your physical body, and you're just noticing as the observer your reaction. And by noticing, it gives space for changes to begin. Bringing that observer in, you can align to the light, and you're just observing that part of you that's triggered. You're observing your mother on the screen. As you embody the observer, you are in the light. And you just notice the part of you that's being triggered by your mum and her experience around money. That part of you is a younger version of you. And just observing that younger version, the little one within you, if any triggers you have about your mum and her money, or her issues around money, or lack of money. I'm sure at times she didn't feel safe. She didn't feel safe to feel. And you also feel that it's not safe. You notice your mum with compassion. And you notice what's happened to her. And that she was doing the best she could to survive. And you're seeing her for the first time and valuing her and acknowledging what she did was the best she could. Feel the changes within you. Just notice. Notice what's happening, the unraveling, the softening between you and your mother. Bring in some compassion and forgiveness. There might be waves of emotion coming up. Just notice them. Give some space to feel and release. Don't dive into the pain. You're just noticing. You're staying in the light. You're observing the part of you that's the little one that may have been wounded or disconnected by how you experienced your mother. Put that part of the little one in the sacred geometry pod. Don't go into the mind. Just notice. What does your little one need right now that couldn't express it before and wants to now to be loved and feel safe? What does the little one need? As the sacred geometry pod is around the little one, just feel that shifting and aligning and your body's relaxing. That's it. Just using your breath. Just know that your mother's on the screen. And she's unraveling with the sacred geometry around her. Her beliefs are unwinding. Your beliefs are unwinding. You've inherited them. There's a different frequency between both of you. That's it. It keeps changing and softening and relaxing. That's it. Just expanding a bit more into the light and in the stillness of you. Just expand with the breath. Feeling the changes. Now I just want you to imagine or place your maternal grandmother, your mum's mother, up there on the screen, whether you knew her or you had memories of her or she wasn't around when you were conceived, your mother's mother, she's passed on now. We're just putting the image of her on the screen next to your mum. And you're just noticing. So So there's still some beliefs within your grandmother. Your grandmother passed on her beliefs to your mother. And there's still some attachments there to the chain, the link between all three of you. And the experience your grandmother had with money and prosperity and abundance. What was her story? What was her childhood like? You may not even know, but just scan her body and just notice. Scan her chakras. What's the crown like? Third eye, the throat, heart, solar plexus, sacral and base. Those beliefs are rippling out of frequency and they affected your mother. Those beliefs in your grandmother created upsets and disease in her body and impacted on every part of her life. And that energy was carried by your mother as well. And you also have that stored in your physical body. And we want to place the sacred geometry sphere around her and ask it to spin to the right. And we're asking to release her beliefs around money. And that spiral vortex going around, cleaning up the space, cleaning up her physical body and her energetic body. That's it. Then it spin the other way to the left, blasting those beliefs, clearing it out from the other side, just filling the space with love. Clearing that up, expanding it. Your grandmother did the best she could under the circumstances. That's it. Just feel that softening between you and your grandmother and the energy field and the love she had for you, whether in spirit or in this life. Just feel into that. That's it. We're forgiving both our grandmother and our mother for anything we feel is unresolved between us. That's it. And with those changes, you're drawing in strength and love from your mother and your grandmother. And you're drawing in more support from them because the dynamics have changed now. You're not connected in the same way, the same limitations, the same pattern. There's more space. There's freedom from their conditioning. And your energy is changing and readjusting and recalibrating. It's being upgraded. We thank our beautiful grandmother for doing the best she could with those beliefs. And in setting her free, you're setting yourself free. And with each breath, you're going deeper and still in the light and opening and expanding into the new space, the new energetic field that you've created, because a lot has changed between the dynamics between your mum and your grandmother. And because of that, new neural pathways have been created in your mind, in your energy field, in the nervous system, and it's opening up more possibility and more potential. And as you revisit this process, you're strengthening a new muscle that's ready to grow, and you've repatterned an old program. And the old path is weak now, and it's much less. And the old pattern of resistance may still show up, but the new pattern has come into support. So every time you revisit this process, you're strengthening that new neural pathway. Exercising that muscle and seeing new ways that life is supporting you, that prosperity is there, that abundance is showing up for you. And it's part of a process so that your new neural pathway can be strengthened. So have spent some time just noticing today, where is there some evidence that I'm being supported? Where is there more cash flow? People might take you out for lunch. You might find some dollars in the street. You might have more compliments. Someone might want to upgrade their services for you. There is more cash showing up, so look for the evidence. You are changing. And just notice your attitude around money, around your mother, around your grandmother. We've cleared lots of layers of their beliefs around prosperity, and that's changed. And as you recalibrate and anchor that in into the new foundation, this is your new set point. This is your new upgrade. You don't have to do this tomorrow. You're starting from this baseline and moving into so much more. Just feel into that sense of abundance now. Feel into that energy, that new adjustment. What does that feel like? Just know there's powerful unwinding still happening. The transformation's happening. And with each breath, you're stepping into more of you, more of the fullness of you. Bring in the violet flame around you to release anything else that's no longer needed into this new field of prosperity that's created and rippling through you. If you just imagine for the moment, if you lived in an abundant, benevolent universe, what would that be like? How would that feel? If you lived in that abundant universe, what would you do? How would your life change? Just feel into that. That's it. So let's just dissolve the screen now. Coming back into the present. You're still within the light, and the changes have been made in the light, and they're all rebalancing and they're integrating, so you can access the new frequency. And as you choose to open your eyes, you're opening it up to this new energy. You are stepping into the new life, holding this new frequency of a benevolent universe that supports you. Feel into that. So this week I invite you to notice evidence of prosperity, evidence of abundance, evidence of support. Know that you are open to more and you have a greater capacity to receive now than ever before. You are abundant.